This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
One would have a dozen bluebirds within that world of my own. I could listen to a babbling brook and hear a song that I could understand. I keep wishing it could be that way, because my world would be a wonderland.
Welcome to The Storyteller. I'm Natalie Harris, where we share stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Enchanted Forest Gathering at Black Oak Ranch, June 9th to 11th. This year's lineup of over 100 musical acts includes Tipper, The Polish Ambassador, Toki Monosta, The Floozies, The Pimps of Joy Time, Fort Knox 5, and more. For a complete lineup and tickets, visit enchantedforestmendo.com and get your boogie on. So, in case you didn't recognize the song that I just played, that was In a World of My Own from Alice in Wonderland. And I wanted to play that song because Alice has a very strong imagination, don't you think? She imagines this world of Wonderland and imagines herself in it. And it's a truly wonderful story and imagination that Alice has. And that's what my theme is about tonight, is using your imagination and your ideas. And because it's something that I firmly believe in. Having a strong imagination and using that to create new ideas and to share them with others, because I think when we do, then we create a better world, not only for ourselves, but also for others. And I think that's something that we can be reminded of from time to time, and to stretch and flex that imagination and use it as much and often into where we create new things that we hadn't thought of before. I really hadn't thought of a theme. I went to the library and was like, I'll just see what books I can find. And I found this book, and I'd been wanting to use this book in a show for a long time. So this is what sparked that, which is kind of funny. It's kind of what the message of the story is about. This book is called Ideas Are All Around by Philip C. Stead. Today, outside my house, the sunflower opened up. Hello, sunflower, I say. I planted it from a pocket of very old seeds. There were a lot of seeds, but only this one grew. Actually, there was one more, but it fell down in a rainstorm before it could open. Planting a seed is always a risk. I have to write a story today. That is my job. I write stories. But today, I don't have any ideas. This is my dog, Wednesday. She doesn't like me to write stories. It's sunny out, and Wednesday wants to go for a walk. Come on, Wednesday, let's go. Together we walk over the bridge, down the concrete stairs, and under the bridge and across the boardwalk besides the river rolling lazily by. There on a small log is a painted turtle sitting very still in a pocket of sunshine. His name is Frank. "Hello, Frank," I say, and like each time before, he makes quick for the dark water and disappears. "Goodbye, Frank." Someday, I hope he looks forward to those smidgens of time we share. Me and Frank, we're in this together, after all. "Hi, Wednesday," comes a loud voice all the way from up the hill on the other side of the river. It's Barbara. Wednesday loves Barbara. Barbara lives in the back of a tall, blue house with two dogs, three cats, and an aquarium full of tropical fish. I used to live in the blue house, too, in a room at the very top. One day, I tripped on the front steps carrying a bucket of blue paint. The bucket flew out of my hands, and the paint made a big blue blob on the sidewalk. When Barbara came home, she said, "How wonderful! A blue horse!" "Hey, Barbara," I call out. "Maybe we'll stop by later." "Okay," she says. "I'll make coffee." Then comes a line of ducks floating downstream. "Hello," I say. "I don't have any ideas today." If the ducks have any advice, they keep it to themselves. Written in spray paint on the boardwalk near my feet are the words, "Stop War," which is a pretty good idea if you ask me. "What do you think?" I ask a tall bird standing in the water. The bird flies away when Wednesday gets too close. How wonderful. Up ahead, a train rumbles by. I wave and imagine passengers off to places like Chicago, Omaha, Seattle. "You should never walk on train tracks," I say to Wednesday. But we do it anyway. If we follow them far enough, we'll end up in Cleveland, Baltimore, New York City. But instead, we walk uphill past the school and around the big purple house. We stop at the stone church where a long line of people are waiting for the soup kitchen. "Nice day for a walk," a woman says to Wednesday. A man in a wheelchair bends down and scratches Wednesday behind the ears. "I used to have a dog just like you," he says. Wednesday wags her tail and more people come to say hello. No one seems to notice me, so I wait and watch the blue sky. Maybe I'll use my typewriter today. A typewriter makes writing fun, even when there's nothing to say. Clack, 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 you take a walk on the page. I bought my typewriter from a man with thick glasses. "Hello," he said. "Come on in." "Did you fix all of these?" I asked. "Fix and repair, that's what I do. Do you have a favorite one?" He looked all around. "You know, I really don't. It's like when a person loves horses. Each one has a different personality. I love them all." Wednesday tugs the leash, so we start to walk again. There are a lot of birds out today. I can hear them, but I'm not good at seeing them. I have to imagine what they look like. I know one real bird call. The black-capped chickadee goes, "Tweet, tweet," high, then low. It's the same sound I make when Wednesday chases a squirrel and I want her to come back. "Wednesday, wait! Tweet, tweet!" "Wednesday," says Barbara, "it's so good to see you." I come following after. "Hi, Barbara, how's it going?" "Pretty good," she says. "How are things?" "I have to write a story today." "Wonderful, but I don't have any ideas." "Oh," says Barbara, "I wouldn't worry about it. Ideas are all around." We sit on the front steps and drink coffee together. Wednesday watches for squirrels. Barbara tells me about the skunk that's been living in her cellar lately. "We keep each other company," she says. Barbara tells me about the canoe she'd like to buy. There are so many things you never get to see if you don't get out on the water. I tell Barbara about Frank. We talk about typewriters and the bird calls we know. We talk about long lines of people waiting for something to eat. We talk about places we like to go on the train. We talk about war. "It's such a waste," Barbara says. "We could all go fishing instead." Then Barbara gets up and pulls a weed from the front yard. "Did you know that 10,000 years ago this spot was the bottom of a lake?" "It's true. Giant ancient fish swam in herds like buffalo. And before that were the woolly mammoths. This neighborhood has seen so many things." "Let's go," I say, and they follow me home like friendly ghosts. Clack, 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 ding! Together, we take a walk on the page. Wednesday falls asleep and dreams of squirrels. The end. I really love that book so much just because it reminds us that ideas are everywhere. That book didn't seem like it had, you know, a real storyline plot to it, but it reminds us that, you know, even in the small moments, that there are ideas and there are stories there, and it's important to share them, even if maybe they don't seem like a story to you, they're definitely a story to someone else, because I found that book incredibly interesting. And Also, this next book kind of elaborates on that idea of taking something and making it something different or unique using your imagination. Here is What to Do with a Box by Jane Yolen. A box. A box is a strange device. You can open it once. You can open it twice. You can climb inside and there read a book. It can be a library, palace, or nook. You can lock the door with a magical key. Invite your dolls to come in for tea. You can paint a landscape with sun, sand, and sky. Or crayon an egret that's flying right by. Or paint a blue river and very green trees. You can borrow a fan just to make a small breeze. You can drive in that box all around a dirt track. You can sail in that box off to Paris and back. A box is a wonder indeed, the only such magic that you'll ever need. So come for a visit right now, right this day. I've got a grand box just so we two can play. The end. So we're going to take a quick song break. I think this song really shows what it means to use your imagination and how I think it can change the world with just the, you know, a quick thought that comes into your mind. Here is Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
Welcome back to The Storyteller. I'm Natalie Harris. In case you're just joining us, we are doing an using your imagination and ideas in order to change the world kind of theme tonight. This theme actually inspired me and kind of helped me along with this English project that I'm doing for at the end of the year. My teacher assigned us this project of we have to create our own credo. And credo is like Latin for like, I believe. So having your own credo is something that you strongly believe in, and it's something that kind of leads you to how you're going to live your life. And, you know, kind of like a motto-ish. Something that you really take to heart and that you want to always stick by. And something that I've always stuck by is, like, I'm a very optimistic person and I love creativity and using words. And I firmly believe that words can indeed change the world. And so I think my credo is going to be something along those lines of I believe in words creating the possibilities, the opportunities, and having that ability to change the world just with using your own words and thoughts through imagination. I need to make it more concise, but it's going to be something along those lines, and I'm super excited, and it was really neat to explore that through this show, because the imagination can be seen and used in all different aspects, and just like in this next story, it can be used to create an imaginary friend. Here is The Adventures of Beagle, the Unimaginary Friend, by Dan Santet. Beagle was born on an island far away where imaginary friends were created. Here they lived and played, each eagerly waiting to be imagined by a real child. Every night, he stood under the stars, hoping for his turn to be picked by a child and given a special name. He waited for many nights, but his turn never came. His mind filled with thoughts of all the amazing things that were keeping his friend from imagining him. So rather than waiting, he did the unimaginable. He sailed through unknown waters and faced many scary things, but thinking about his friend gave him the courage to journey on, until he reached the real world. The real world was a strange place. No kids were eating cake, no one stopped to hear the music, and everyone needed nap time. Then he finally saw something familiar, so he followed. He had a good feeling about this place in the park, but he looked everywhere and he could not find his friend. He climbed to the top of a tree and looked out, wishing and hoping his friend would come. But no one came. He thought about how far he'd come and how long he'd waited, and he felt very sad. Then he heard a noise below. "Hello!" Her face was friendly and familiar, and there was something about her that felt just right. At first they weren't sure what to do, neither of them had made a friend before, but after a little while, they realized they were perfect together. Beagle and Alice had made many new adventures. They shared their snacks, they told funny jokes. The world began to feel a little less strange, and together they did the unimaginable. The end. This next story is actually based off of an Academy Award winning short. I actually haven't seen this one, but I definitely want to because I love this story as well, and I think you'll really like it too. Here is The Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore by William Joyce. Morris Lessmore loved words. He loved stories. He loved books. His life was a book of his own writing, one orderly page after another. He would open it every morning and write of his joys and sorrows, of all that he knew and everything that he hoped for. But every story has its upsets. One day the sky darkened, the winds blew and blew, till everything Morris knew was scattered, even the words of his book. He didn't know what to do or which way to go, so he began to wander and wander. Then a happy bit of happenstance came his way. Rather than looking down, as had become his habit, Morris Lessmore looked up. Drifting through the sky above him, Morris saw a lovely lady. She was being pulled along by a festive squadron of flying books. Morris wondered if his book could fly, but it couldn't. It would only fall to the ground with a depressing thud. The flying lady knew Morris simply needed a good story, so she sent him her favorite. The book was an amiable fellow and urged Morris to follow him. The book led him to an extraordinary building where many books apparently nested. Morris slowly walked inside and discovered the most mysterious and inviting room he had ever seen. It was filled with the fluttering of countless pages, and Morris could hear the faint chatter of 1,000 different stories, as if each book was whispering an invitation to adventure. Then his new friend flew up to him and landed on his arm. It held itself open as if hoping to be read. The room rustled to life, and so Morris's life among the books began. Morris tried to keep the books in some sort of order, but they always mix themselves up. The tragedies needed cheering up and would visit with the comedies. The encyclopedias, wary of facts, would relax with the comic books and fictions. All in all, it was an agreeable jumble. Morris found great satisfaction in caring for the books, gently fixing those with fragile bindings and unfolding the dog-eared pages of others. Sometimes Morris would become lost in a book and scarcely emerge for days. Morris liked to share the books with others. Sometimes it was a favorite that everyone loved, and other times he found a lonely little volume whose tale was seldom told. "Everyone's story matters," said Morris, and all the books agreed. At night, after all the stories that needed telling had been told and everyone had settled down to their proper places on the shelves, the great big dictionary would get in the last word. It was then that Morris Lessmore would once again write in his own book. He wrote of his joys and sorrows, of all that he knew, and everything that he hoped for. The days passed, so did the months, and then years and years. And Morris Lessmore became stooped and crinkly. But the books never changed, their stories stayed the same. Now his old friends took care of him the way he had once cared for them, and they read themselves to him each night. Then one day he filled the last page in his book. He looked up and said with a bittersweet sigh, "I guess it's time for me to move on." The books were sorry, but they understood. Morris put on his hat and took his cane. As he went to the door, he turned and smiled and waved goodbye. "I'll carry you all in here," he said, and pointed to his heart. The books waved their pages, and Morris Lessmore flew away, and as he flew, he changed back to the way he'd been that long ago day when they'd all first met. The books were quiet for a while, then they noticed that Morris Lessmore had left something behind. "It's his book," said his oldest friend. Inside was Morris's story, all of his joys and sorrows, all that he knew, and everything that he hoped for. Then the books heard a small, expectant sound. There in the doorway was a little girl. She looked around with wonder. Then something fantastic happened. Morris Lessmore's book flew up to her and opened its pages. The girl began to read, and so our story ends as it began, with the opening of a book. The end. I love so much how that story just, it really sends that message, kind of like at the beginning of the book, that ideas are all around, and that I think it's important to write them all down, whether it's, you know, the sorrow moment, the sorrowful moments, or the happy moments, the big moments, the small moments, because there's a story in everything, and there's an idea in everything because of that. And with a little bit of imagination and those ideas, then therefore I think that we can change the world and help make it a better place, which is what I think ideas and imagination is all about. We have time for some poems that I found in this wonderful poetry book. Poetry is also something that I love if you haven't been listening for a while. This is a collection of poems called Imagine That, Poems of Never Was. And it's a collection of poems of various different things. This poem is called The Paint Box. Cobalt and umber and ultramarine, ivory black and emerald green, what shall I paint to give pleasure to you? Paint for me somebody utterly new. I've painted you tigers in crimson and white, the colors were good and you painted aright. I've painted the cook in camel and blue and a panther in purple, you painted them true. Now mix me a color that nobody knows and paint me a country where nobody goes and put it in people a little like you, watching a unicorn drinking the dew. And that was by E.V. Rue. And this one is called The Thing Extraordinaire. Oh, you should have been there, listening to the whiz of curtains opening and the sudden blare of someone's voice announcing, "Kitties, here he is, half man, half beast, the thing extraordinaire." Oh, you should have been there, or you should have seen his tusks, his plume, his fur, his twisted hat, the way when walking upright, he always seemed to lean, his shadow slinking around him like a cat. Oh, you should have been there. Oh, you should have heard the gruff and ghostly grunting from his snout, his burble like a geyser, his whistle like a bird, the swish swoosh as he waved his tail about. Oh, you should have been there. Oh, you should have known the thrill that filled us when we watched him dance, his arms slung up like antlers, his feet clumped down like stone, his silver eyelids flickering in a trance. Then he sort of shimmered and seemed to fade away. He faded, but that's not quite what I mean. Exactly how he vanished, I'm not prepared to say. You should have been there, or you should have been. And that poem was by Richard Edwards. And I'll read one more. This is called The Subbergump. The Subbergump is not a whale, nor a fish, though he swims in the ocean. He's a sort of submarine garbage pail who dines in perpetual motion by following ships from land to land and swallowing tidbits secondhand. He breakfasts on bones and orange peels that the cook has thrown in the sea. Last week's meatloaf makes midday meals, and he often has soap suds for tea. And yet in his heart he dares to hope for a super, super gump feast. Keeping constant watch with his periscope, he's a hungry but patient beast. So when you go on an ocean ship, don't forget that he loves lemon custard. You can sneak in bags of potato chips and dozens of hot dogs with mustard. Delighted he'll grin as he makes his swim toward food that was specially meant for him. And that was by Carol Newman. I wanted to share some of those just because I like to create poetry and write stories as well, and it's super fun to create your own characters, and that's what's so great about writing, is that you can use that imagination and stretch that imagination of yours to create something new and create something fun and exciting. Remember that the storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFM members and by Florham Native Nursery and Restoration, Where the Wild Things Grow, a California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants of Gerald Tarrant Landscape Design, visit Florham Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Flora Avenue or call 892-2511 online at florhamnativenursery.com. And for our last song tonight, here is Believe from Finding Neverland. See you next time.
I see it all around us, in every single color and every dimension, crowns the reinvention. And if it is black, then it's white. And when it is dark, then it's light. So fill in all the spaces with imaginary places. It's so frustrating when no one else sees everything you see. So for now, it is just an illusion, confusion, unless you're someone who believes. When you look, tell me, what do you see?
Just a dog in a park.
Is it real? Is it fiction? Only make-believe. You act like you really don't care. Look with your eyes. He's a great Russian bear. And he's dancing and prancing and bowing politely. He plays the full houses once daily, twice nightly. Prefix ordinary with extra, you see. Need rose tinted spectacles,
a bench, a bone,
just to see the fundamentals.
A can, a stone.
I only see the bright lights,
cloudy sky,
the sunset and the sunrise. And if it is weak,
then it's strong, it's not strong.
And just when it's right,
then it's wrong, it's not wrong.
And everything my eyes see,
everything my eyes see,
is nothing like it should be. Frustrating when no one else sees everything you see. So for now it is just an illusion, confusion, unless you're someone who believes. When you look, tell me, what do you see?
You can believe.
Is it real?
Is it fiction? Only make believe.
You may think we're safe on the path,
you must believe.
But the cross is the water that's rising too fast. Imagination and creative speculation. Our life's calling was never meant to be boring.
You know I'm hooked for your mama. That's why you sling your weight around. You know I